churchitchannel.com Partner News Podcast for the week ending July 25th, 2008. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Features Editor.
Barb Darrow, Senior News Editor.
And news writer Colin Steele.
Today we've got some exciting segments for you. We're going to discuss the recently announced takeover of Foundry by Brocade and what exactly that means for Cisco. We're also going to talk about Symantec's direct sales strategy. Joining us now is Senior News Writer Rivka Little. Hi, Rivka. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Brocade announced that it will be acquiring Foundry Networks for $3 billion pending shareholder approval. And I think the hope of Brocade is that it can now, as it says, go outside the four walls of the data center and offer a complete networking portfolio. Foundry has a really great arsenal of Ethernet switching, routers, and it's a really pretty good networking company.
So is the target here Cisco and its installed base, or what's the growth plan here for Brocade?
Brocade had no problem saying that they were aiming directly at Cisco.
I love it when they're clear.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that was sort of like the head of their announcement. You know, the thing is that a lot of companies set out to take on Cisco, and the truth is that Cisco is, you know, has like a $120 billion market cap, whereas I think Foundry and Brocade together will maybe have five. So, you know, I don't even know if that's possible, but I know that technology-wise, they are able to hit many of the markets that Cisco can. And Cisco's advantage over everybody is that they are in every part of the network. And now the Brocade Foundry combination can be in the data center, in the LAN, in the WAN, combines fiber channel and Ethernet. It's a good place to be. But, you know, Cisco's a marketing machine, and that's a whole other story.
And are there any kind of potential issues melding the Brocade and Foundry partners? Are they pretty much on the same model?
Well, it's interesting. They're actually pretty different models. The Brocade channel is 90% of Brocade's revenues go through OEM. And Foundry is almost completely direct channel based. And so according to Brocade, this will be no problem, that many of the Foundry partners are already in the channels of these OEMs. And it is true that the technologies are already linked together in many networks. That being said, it still remains unclear what exactly will happen to the Foundry partners. We don't really know that they won't experience some kind of problems moving into this. And Brocade really didn't give much more details than to say, no, the Foundry partners are good, and actually we're leveraging each other's technology.
Great. Thanks, Rivka.
Thanks
all
for
right.
joining us, Rivka.
Thanks for having me. Alrighty, bye.
Now, Colin, why don't you fill us in on what's going on with Symantec's direct sales strategy?
The Symantec channel has been in an uproar since last week when word leaked out that Symantec is allowing its largest global customers to buy directly from Symantec and bypass partners. So I talked with Symantec's channel chief, Julie Parrish, after this report came out, and she explained to me that basically Symantec has always allowed their largest 700 to 900 customers to buy directly from Symantec. And back in March, Symantec kind of formalized this process and named these accounts and said these are the customers who are big enough to deal directly with Symantec. And any other customer that wants to deal directly with Symantec has to go through a exemption process, and not many exemptions are granted because Symantec does want to drive a majority of their business through the channel. Still, there are a lot of partners who are concerned about this. They're just finding out about it now, and it was formalized in March, so they're not too happy. Symantec said that they didn't feel like they needed to let every partner know because it didn't affect a lot of them, and they didn't want to trumpet it for competitive reasons. So that's kind of where that stands. There are a lot of partners who have been defending Symantec and saying they do a great job delivering leads to us, and every vendor does business with its largest clients directly. But there are also a lot of partners who don't like the way that it was handled and wonder if, with their new COO, Enrique Salem, in place, if this is going to happen more and more.
Well, it's true. Every vendor has named accounts, but what's so stupid here is that Symantec talks to one constituency, which is Wall Street, and then figures no one else is going to hear about it. I mean, they could have saved themselves a world of hurt if they'd just been forthright about it, which I think was their reputation in the past. So this is a serious misstep. At least they acknowledge that. But the fact is every vendor does have named accounts, and sometimes prying out those the matrix that defines the named accounts as hard. But this was pretty much a black eye for Symantec.
And I think it was amplified even more because Symantec does have that reputation as being a channel-friendly company. So when this kind of happened, they said, whoa, the fact that you're doing it, it's totally not your character. What does this mean for your long-term strategy?
Right. So they've got some makeup work to do there.
The other interesting part of this is ever since the news broke, a lot of other vendors have been looking to capitalize on this. We've been getting a lot of emails and press releases about competitors touting their own partner programs and even making changes to their own partner programs to try to entice Symantec partners to leave Symantec and come on over to their side. So that's going to be interesting to see how much that actually affects Symantec's partner base.
Yeah, another example of named account issues. I'm working on a story now. Sun has made some changes to its partner program, and I'll be writing about that, and we'll talk about that next week as well. Sun has been buffeted by some of the similar bad partner karma that has hit these other companies. So we'll be talking about that next week.
Great. Thanks, Barb. You can find the links to the stories we've discussed below on the page. To download this podcast and other past ones, check out searchitchannel.com/download. Be sure to use searchitchannel.com for all of your IT channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom,
Barb Darrow,
and Colin Steele.
Thanks for joining us.